KSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelemen Squamish-speaking peoples. My mic's cutting in and out. The Halkomelemen Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial, getting together, telling stories, sharing music. And very grateful to be here. It is the Vancouver Mixtape with me, Jesse.
Me, Jamie.
Whoa, that's Jamie. We are here in the Burnaby studio. On the other side of that studio door is the CJSF Fun Drive kickoff party. That's right, Fun Drive. We're T-minus 3 hours and 58 minutes and 54 seconds and counting from the beginning of Fun Drive 2025.
We should do this like a Dick Clark's New Year's Eve thing.
Yeah, we'll just take over the next show. Sorry, West Indies Culture Shock fans, not tonight.
You gotta hear Jesse and I count down every second of 3 hours.
Yeah, it's gonna be, well, technically four. You
four
know?
Hours!
It's gonna be great. No, we are here to do what we do here on the Mixtape, which is bring you the very best in local independent music from Vancouver and its environs, as well as talk about ourselves and navel gaze and do all of those things.
We've been doing it for 13 years. That's 13 years of navel gazing.
Terrifying. And also to remind you, because I would feel silly not to, that Fun Drive starts tomorrow. So next week will be our official Fun Drive show where we will be asking you to donate to support campus community radio. In the meantime, you can check out cjsffundrive.ca for more details, our cool album art, and just to get in the Fun Drive mood. But that's it. Now it's all business.
Let's go!
Okay, so this is my first show back in a while.
Welcome back, Jesse.
Thank you. I was away, and Jamie allegedly kept the lights on while I was away. I just saw that the play sheet that he saved having allegedly done
it wasn't the right
away,
one.
He saved it as the Arts Show LP edition, which doesn't even exist anymore.
That was an old-time Jamie mistake.
Anyway.
Look, brother, it's been a moment since I've used DJ Land.
Yeah.
I got pretty good. The show went live, Jesse. Yeah. Went live.
Well, live. yeah. And so I was back. I'm back. I was in Japan, of all places. I think I probably mentioned that.
Did you have fun? Oh, here's a funny question. Jesse, did you experience any Vancouver music in Japan?
Yes. I did. In a couple of different ways. One, definitely listened to the newest Devours album to hype us up to leave the hotel room a couple times. That was definitely happened. But also, in another way that we'll get to in just a moment, to answer your previous question, yes, my trip was great. It was really good to go to a faraway place where most people aren't speaking your language and everything is very different. It's good for your brain. My brain, anyway.
Should we just do a full hour of gab? Because we haven't gabbed since you've been back.
Might as well. I mean, we only have 17 songs on the play sheet.
Bin them.
Okay. Delete. I see a few you added I can get rid of, that's for sure. Yeah. Turns out traveling is great. And I liked it a lot. And that's why we're doing this hyper-local Vancouver music show, so that you never have to travel. And
nope,
you can just
never
spend as much time fixating on local bands as we do, which it turns out is a fair amount. Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to start interrogating me about my trip, I'm just going to go to music.
Dig in. Let's go.
Okay, so just kidding. I have to tell a story about my trip to get to our first piece of music.
That's what I was trying to... I couldn't have softballed that
I know,
for you,
I know.
Jesse.
So one of the places I visited in Japan is a small city called Kyoto. You may have heard of it. Mm-hmm. I'm being stupid and facetious.
Name the town after Phoebe Bridgers song here.
Exactly. Very big city that, you know, in comparison to Tokyo, which was the previous big city, it's funny, we were in a small city of 1 million people called Sendai. And then we went to Kyoto, which you know, compared to Tokyo is quaint, but I mean, like, everything is quaint compared to Tokyo, but it was so busy. There's so many tourists there. So many tourists, he said, without an ounce of self-awareness. It was
God,
funny.
I hate all these tourists.
So many tourists. One of our friends, well, a friend of a friend who became a new friend, who we visited in Japan, in Yamagata, which is up in the mountains from Sendai. We told him we were going to Kyoto next, and he was like, ah, so many gaijin, which is the Japanese word for foreigners. And we're like, yep, that's us. but he was right. There were a lot of tourists, particularly foreign tourists. But, you know, once you got off the beaten path, it wasn't so bad. And we experienced in Kyoto one of the, like, very Japanese things, which is, like, things happen on multiple stories. Like, there's, like, a record shop on the 8th floor of this building. Or, like, there's a restaurant that you have to go up to the 16th floor in an elevator that you're pretty sure you're going to die in. And they don't just use, like, the ground level for commercial and the upper levels for residential. Anyway, so we went up to this record store on the 7th floor, just saw a sign outside that said Jet Set Records. I was like, that seems cool. They are like a record label that puts stuff out, and I browsed around a little bit, decided I could only bring a 7-inch record home because LP seemed crazy. And I'm going through the alternative section, and what do I find but 7-inch records? Everything Seems Obvious, the EP by Woolworm, and the single for 1,000 Pounds by Weed.
That's cool. That is pretty neat that you found the, especially the Weed single in Japan. Just because, like, we both have this, but, like, I don't even remember ever seeing this single.
Yeah, and, like, you know, at least at times, if not overall, like, my two favorite local bands.
Totally,
and
yeah.
I find their singles in Japan, and so I already owned Everything Seems Obvious, so I did not buy that. But on the little insert that the shop had put, the description, it says Vancouver 90s alternative four-piece second single released by Hockey Dad, the Canadian label that launched popular bands like the Courtneys and White Lung, which celebrated its 20th anniversary in July 2015.
Whoa!
Woolworm themselves call the album Blast Rock. And it's a masterpiece that exudes a certain elegance with its melodic sound that incorporates elements of 90s alternative rock and emotional bittersweet lyrics.
Whoa. What a spot-on descriptor.
Right? Very good. And then the Weed single, which is, again, 1,000 Pounds, which... Oh, get out of here. Stupid translate not working. was the last album that Weed put out. And this is pre-release of the latest album for this indie guitar pop band from Vancouver. This is the band's third vinyl single cut from the full-length album Running Back, released on the same label, which is Lefse. Side A, which is 1,000 Pounds, which I am positive we have played on this show at some point, is an exhilarating melodic guitar pop track that is also featured on their latest album, Running Back. Side B, which we have not played on the mixtape, it is a complete change of pace with all instrumental experimental tracks.
Whoa.
So we're going to hear that one. Spoiler alert, it's not instrumental. But so I bought the Weed record and brought it in, and I brought in my copy of Everything Seems Obvious by Woolworm, and we're just going to hear those two tracks back to back here along with something else. We're going to start with the Woolworm. This is, you know, like, maybe my favorite Woolworm song, I think.
Let's go.
And it is called Useless.
So let's go.
The Glass Shell, the title track and kickoff track from the upcoming record Glass by Buddy, here on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
He's still Jamie.
I'm still Jamie.
Before that, we had Turret by Weed from the 1,000 Pounds single. Japanese import. Well, I guess it's like a Canadian import into Japan imported back into Canada. So I don't really know.
As in, like, you've imported it.
I've imported it, but, like, it's a Canadian or American pressing, you know?
Jesse, they didn't want it here. They got it out of this country for a reason.
Well, too bad, boys. You're back.
You're back.
And before that, Useless by Woolworm off a record that I bought here in Canada, but could have bought for a second time at the same record store, Jet Set Records in Kyoto, Japan. Shout out. Go check it out if you're there. And that ends all the foreign non-Vancouver music-related promotion of this episode.
That was the only thing you did in Japan, so.
That was pretty much it, yeah. Otherwise, I just sat there.
Yeah.
Well, there was some sleeping, man. So I watched a fair amount of baseball in Japan, much like many.
Was it Japanese baseball?
Both, as a matter of fact. So the way it worked out is the MLB playoffs were on from like 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., 8 a.m. to noon, depending how many games there were every morning. So as we were getting ready to leave the hotel in the morning, we generally had the Japanese language broadcast of the Dodgers, and or then once it got to the League Championship Series, they also had the Mariners and Jays. And so we would watch that, and then we'd get home, and at the end of the night, or, you know, for our comeback check-in before leaving again, and the NPB playoffs, the National Professional Baseball in Japan playoffs were on, so we watched a few games of that too, which was fun. And also I ended up watching like a NPB draft special where they had all these like big long features on Japanese high school players.
This is
and
the
like,
funniest thing. This is so funny.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you if you watched any ball, but I was gonna do so in like a joking way.
It's like, no, yeah. Actually, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like more baseball than I have ever watched in my life in a 3-week period.
Heck
probably.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, my guy.
Yeah,
my guy.
That was lots of fun. I don't remember what. Oh, you just asked me if I had done anything, and I was like, yeah, well, actually, baseball was a big part of it. One thing I did not do the entire 3 weeks was go on my computer.
Whoa, congratulations. How did that feel?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
It's also my segue to the next artist we're going to play, who are called
Computer.
Wow. That's right.
Jesse, you have missed a step.
I know. I'm a professional. You may have noticed Jamie putting together, contributing to the playlist that every other artist I put on here had the track selected, but I did not select a track for Computer. It's their new record, Station on the Hill. Came out while I was in Japan on October 10th. It's also called Station on the Hill, which is kind of like what CJSF is, right?
It's apropos.
I don't think they're SFU related. I know they're not CJSFers, but it just works.
Hey, who gives
well
a
together.
Shoot? We're the Station on the Hill, baby.
Yeah, and so the question I'm going to ask you, which I have now asked and preloaded in such a way as to get my desired outcome, is do we play the 5-minute track Weird New Vocation or the 9-minute track Station on the Hill?
That's interesting because you are in a Weird New Vocation on the Station on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. We gotta play Station on the Hill. This is the pre-fun drive show, Jesse.
Yeah, if we're not gonna play nearly 10-minute long album closers by local bands, what are we going to do? Right? All right. This one is by Computer from the new record Station on the Hill. It's called Station on the Hill.
Thank you. Ah!